Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 12th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts or ideas in this podcast. And if you like what you hear in this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up to marcustoday.com.au for a free two-week trial. Give us a go, see what we have to offer, see some of the money-making ideas that we have in the newsletter, model portfolios, exclusive members podcast, and also a fantastic Facebook discussion group, Members Helping Members, very much the motto there. All right, heading across to the scores on the doors, and not much of a day really at the end of the session. Up 8.3 points, 0.11%, 77.12.5. We opened at 7,701.2, which was the low of the day. We did hit a high of 7,736.7, but really it was a question of being in wait and see mode as far as the index goes, as we await those very important, yet another very important number from the US in terms of that core CPI number. So all eyes on that. Of course, we are also in the Federal Reserve blackout period as well, so we don't get those nuggets of wondrous wisdom from Fed heads between now and the next meeting, which is around March the 20th. So the Ides of March is a bit of a fallow period for the Fed. As far as the market goes today, though, it did try to rally more than it did at the end of the day, but it was held back by the iron ore stocks, where we saw iron ore hitting five-month lows in Asia. BHP down 0.7, Fortescue down 1.2%. We also saw coal stocks on the nose, a little bit of slippage there in coal. Whitehaven down 3.6% and Yancoal down nearly 8%. But countering that in the resource space on the positive side of things, and it's not something we've seen for a while, lithium stocks doing well. Pilbara 4.3% higher. We had Liontown roaring ahead today, up 4.4%. And we also saw mineral resources up 1.3%. So today they were a lithium stock rather than an iron ore stock. We saw Linus up 0.9%. And finally, the gold miners actually responded to the higher gold price, pretty much record highs in bullion. We saw Northern Star up 1.7%, Newmont up 3.5%. So good news for lithium and gold today. Not such good news for oil and gas. We did see Woodside down 1.2%, Santos down 0.6%. In the industrials, pretty firm pretty much across the board, although Transurban fell 1.9%. Things getting quite political in New South Wales as far as the toll roads go. There's just been an inquiry into the toll roads, so Transurban coming under some pressure there, a bit of a broker downgrade as well. We did also see Telstra under some pressure, down 0.5%, but Wesfarmers rallied 0.6%. The tech stocks doing well, WiseTech up 1.8% and Xero up 1.2%. I saw the CEO on CNBC talking about AI and Jax. JAX is their new product. Just Ask Xero is their new AI bot that can answer all your questions, apparently, as long as they are before January 2022, that is. All right, looking at the banks, of course, they had a pretty horrible day yesterday, a pretty mixed session today. CBA down 0.3, NAB down 0.4, but Westpac up 0.7, and ANZ up 0.2, Macquarie up 0.4%, and we did see some buying again in the insurers. Medibank Public up 2.6%, QBE up 1.3%, and Suncorp up 1.7%. REITs generally better, Stockland the best, 1.07% higher. And we did see ResMed rally 2.22%, three little ducks there for ResMed today, and CSL up 0.2% as well. In corporate news today, well, Appen took off like a scalded cat. It was up 30% at one stage before it got put into a trading halt pending an ASX query. Please explain there, the Pauline Hanson from the ASX. We also saw Philip Lowe, ex-governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, to give him his doctorate. I'm sure he worked very hard for that, so we shouldn't rob him of that quite so easily. But he has been appointed the a non-executive director of Future Generation and will become chair at some stage. Also, we saw Bellevue Gold today up 10.3% on a production update. And in Lickland, as opposed to Lapland, QVE and WLE, that's the WAM Leaders LIC, and QVE, which is the QV Equities, both agreed to a merger. Slightly unequal, I think. QVE was up 7% and WAM Leaders was barely changed. So there you go. Dalian Iron Ore hitting a five-month low. Not much on the economic front today, although we did see NAB Business Confidence Index falling to zero in February from one in the previous month. And the ACCC has extended wholesale price controls to non-NBN fixed line broadband networks. All right, let's look at the winners for Grinners today. And there were a number of winners today. There were some good winners, in actual fact. BGL, Bellevue Gold, 10 million shares traded there, up 10.3%. Imugene, also doing well. They do tend to wing about all over the place, mind you. 7 million shares traded, 9.5% higher. Strike Exploration, they had a little bit of a bounce today on the back of an institutional conference in Rottnest and some production updates there. They were up 9.5%. AWC, they got a bid today, a formal bid from Alcoa, a binding implementation deed. That stock was up 8.1%, 24 million shares traded there as well. Latin Resources doing the Samba today, up 7.5% on 7 million shares. And Zip touched $1.30, up 6.2% in the end to $1.28 on 38 million shares. In the losers' corner today, Yancoal, big loser, 8% down today. It was cum dividend. It was rather ex-dividend. There was a cum dividend market in it, but 8% down for that one. The coal stocks generally were hit. Grange Resources also hit, down 5.3%, only 2 million shares traded. Develop Global, DVP, Bill Beament's plaything, down 4.5%. A4N, A4N is Alumina Purity, down 4.3% on a million shares. And ACL, Australian Clinical Laboratories, down 4.2%, not a lot of volume there. APM coming off the boil as well. Positive sectors today, pretty much the lithium, gold miners, tech, insurers and retail. Negative sectors, oil and gas and coal miners. The big bank basket slid back slightly, 29 cents to $207.93, down 0.1%. The all tech index had a good-ish day today. It was up 0.7%. And we did see gold in Aussie dollar terms pretty steady, $3,293 an ounce. That didn't care yesterday about the gold price, but we did care today. So interesting one there. As far as the Bitcoin rally just continues, pushing ever higher, 71,729. One analyst coming out suggesting that $150,000 a token was very doable. In fact, he was getting more positive that it was doable by the day. 10-year yield steady at around 3.95. Let's get the update. 3.94 to be exact there. And in Asian markets, we did see Nikkei slightly easier, down 0.4%. Hang Seng up 2.2% and China up 0.3%. With the Aussie dollar steady around 66.13. Currently, we do have a little bit of positivity creeping into US futures. I just saw NASDAQ futures up 113 points. Dow futures up 56 points. So a little bit of book squaring, perhaps. A little bit of positivity coming through ahead of that core CPI number. So we will see what that brings. As far as major movers and shakers today, well, we've spoken about lots of them. AWC, that scheme of arrangement with Alcoa. Interesting one today, QIP, Quantum is the stock there. They had a bid there, $1.81.5-ish for that one in cash. The stock up 17.6% on the back of that. Porsche 944,000 in terms of volume today. SXX, SXG, Southern Cross Gold, having a good day today. They were up around 20%. They were up 20.2% as it intends to dual list in Canada. EP1, another one that I haven't really heard of. Evans & Partners Financial Group, have heard of them. 11.2% higher with a change of substantial holder interest. Grange Resources and iron ore stocks generally under the pump. GRR, Grange, down 5.3%. APM, slipping. CIA, Champion the Wonder Horse, down 3.5% in the iron ore space. And Calix continue to struggle, to say the least, 5.8% lower. Speculative stock of the day today was Narada Inc., which was up a mere 50%. It opened at 10 cents, closed at 15 cents, which was its high. It had a low of 9.5 cents. And interesting as well today, I did a podcast some weeks ago with Adam Dawes and his stock for 2024. This is a massive, massive speculative stock. Was Arrow Minerals, which has an iron ore project very close to Simantu in Guinea. They have done a capital raise today, so it'll be interesting to see what they close when they restart trade, what they open at. But yeah, capital raise at around 0.5 cent there. In terms of company news out today, in a little more detail, Pilbara announced they have signed a new offtake agreement with Sichuan Yahui Industrial Group for a supply of spodumene from the company's 100% owned Pilgangoora operation. Metcash has held an investor day. Year-to-date update, total food sales excluding tobacco up 5% year-on-year. Bellevue Gold reported February production of 13,364,000 ounces, on track for H2 guidance, 75 to 85,000 ounces. And we did get that Quantum Intellectual Property, QIP, confirmed a non-binding indicative offer, the NBIO, as it's called, from Adamantem Capital. $1.81.7, that is the number, via a scheme of arrangement. In terms of headlines out there, Joe Biden's proposing higher tax, spending and debt. He's looking to get through a $7.3 trillion US budget. We do have, of course, that US core CPI tonight. Excluding food and energy, the increase for core inflation is forecast at 0.3%. The headline inflation number is expected to show a gain of 3.1%. Jamie Dimon was out and about talking stuff today. I think he was at an AFR summit. He said the transition to a green economy required a tremendous amount of spending. There we go. That's inflationary, I guess. He went on to say the Fed should hold off on rate cuts as global spending mounts. He also said he wouldn't take the prospect of a recession in the US off the table. He also went on to say that Trump was an amazing political figure, but is unpredictable. Reddit, meanwhile, aims to raise more than $500 million in an IPO. Xiaomi shares surged after the phone maker is now getting into the car business. They're launching their first electric vehicle. And Russia has sacked its naval commander after humiliating Black Sea losses. IKEA, also in the news today, says it plans to expand its price cuts into 2024 across all of its markets globally. So if you're looking for that Billy bookshelf, get on it, because it's getting cheaper. Well, that's it from me today. Big night tonight in the US, and we'll see how we go on the back of that. But a bit of a pause day today after that big fall yesterday. Dow futures up. So that is a good sign. Let's hope that continues and we start to recover from that big 140-odd point loss yesterday. In the meantime, have a great evening. Back tomorrow with the Pre-Market Podcast.